bonus coffee talk today for you listeners, and I'm super thrilled to have in studio Tom Kohler. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. And we were just talking with J. Timothy Quirk about Barnaby Druthers, and you just happened to know something about that.
Well, something maybe, not a whole lot. I did have a part in a recent production here at KTWH, part of the Barnaby Druthers franchise, I guess you could call it. and it was a great deal of fun. For me, I'd almost rather talk than eat. Although I really enjoy eating as well, so it's a hard decision to make sometimes what I should do with my mouth, put something into it or let something come out.
I've never heard it put that way before. And regular listeners, you may recognize this voice of Tom Kohler, that he, you've done several different shows yourself, and now you are the regular interviewer of the Lake County Press with Kitty Mayo each week.
Yes, yes. In fact, I'll be doing that a little bit later on this morning. We record a session that runs between 13 and 16 minutes, depending upon how long I keep my mouth open.
If you're not eating.
Sure.
Give him a muffin. Someone give him a muffin. So you're no stranger to the radio was my point on that. And we appreciate that you've been here since you built the table that all of our equipment is on here in both studios. So you've been very active with KTWH since the beginning.
It's been interesting. It's been fun. When a couple of the active founders were working on this, one of them asked me what I knew about it, and the best I could do was a little basic diagram of what they would need to have in order to have a radio station, but realizing then, you know, it was a lot more to it than just, well, it's like Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney putting on a music show to save the old farm, and this entire thing is conceived and completed in 90 minutes, you know, but that's in the movies, and there's a lot to it. Even just telling a story on the radio, if it's something that somebody else wrote, you either have to give them credit or wait until they've been dead 100 years and do it.
Right.
And so it's never simple, and although talking comes easy, to do it in such a way that it's consumable on the radio is another thing. I find myself using a lot of verbal crutches when I'm talking if I don't use a script or something, and so it goes. what was the question?
Well, there wasn't one, but you just made me think of another one. So talking about scripts, when I sent those out and did the casting call, what was it about Death Comes to a DJ that drew you in, that you signed up right away and said, yep, I want to be part of this? What drew you in?
It was an opportunity to talk without having someone to tell me to shut up.
And you didn't really, I assigned you the role, that there wasn't one that you cared one way or the other. And so tell us about your character.
Oh, my character was one of the radio personalities in the radio station that's in the story. And I think he had a kind of an attitude during this session with these murders, and it's interfering with his work at the radio station. And he was just feeling a little bit crabby and put out. At least that's the way I saw it. And so that's kind of what came out of my mouth. Just a person that was irritated, and he's got other stuff to do.
Right? He came in like, oh my, okay, there's too many people in the studio. I can't do my recording.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the whole overall process? We only had, you know, one dry run all together, and then boom, in studio we went. And
well, as far as sausage making goes, I think cooked up a pretty tasty batch.
Right? I think the results were pretty awesome. And listeners will be able to tune in on March 3rd and see the end results. So I talked with Erica Adams last week, one of the cast members, and one of the things that she really enjoyed about it was the camaraderie and that we all do our own shows, some from home, some early in the morning, and we don't get to see each other that often.
Oh, sure, sure. And it was kind of a fun scene if you can just conjure up a room that's 8 feet by 8 feet square, and half of that space is taken up with the desk and the control board and the various other pieces of equipment in the studio, and we've got about 8 or 10 people all trying to get into the microphone at the same time. It's like frog spawning time in the spring, and there's only one female frog in that pond.
Yeah, and three microphones, and I thought it was brilliant, and just how people went with the flow and were so task-oriented, but we were all having fun.
Oh, sure. And, yeah. You know, moving around and handling a script, but being careful not to make noise that the microphones can hear. And you don't realize there are people furiously flipping pages back and forth in the script as they're waiting for their lines, you know.
Right.
And you've got to get your head in the right place and go with the flow. You're not in a studio anymore in Two Harbors. You're in a studio where a killing has taken place. And their coppers are there interviewing folks, and so you have to kind of get yourself into that kind of a mindset so the things come out right, I think.
Yep. And so, speaking of theater and getting your mind into the character and where you're at, do you have any theater background?
Well, you know, in high school, there's usually one or two plays, and so you get into that. And I was kind of a stage rat, but I had some you know, small parts in a couple of plays, Mr. Roberts and On Borrowed Time. In first grade in Windham Elementary School in Minneapolis back in the 50s, they had a program where we did a radio play. And it was live radio. And
oh, my gosh. And, so you do have,
but
wow.
That was, oh, my goodness, that was, oh, golly, 70 years ago. That doesn't even count.
No, that's not even right.
Electricity was still fairly new.
I was
going to
say,
know?
That's all there was radio. There wasn't.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious.
But I did a little thing I called story time here at KTWH.
Yes.
And telling stories. I like telling stories. The difficulty with the kind of budget that we have, like I said, the stuff had to be in the public domain because we're dealing with rights and paying out rights for the producers of their programs. Then my theme was humor, but 100-year-old humor plays differently than it does today. And so it had to be carefully selected to play well. And the well ran dry, and the stories weren't always in nice, convenient 15-minute segments. And so it was hard on the rest of the staff here to fill in the time that Kohler left. And so I didn't want to be a burden on anybody, and so I just decided, no, I'll do other things.
Right, and wonderful pieces to that, too. And I just want to, that it was adult story time. Is it the sum of the?
Well, I wouldn't say adult story time. That has a certain connotation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true.
I said it was stories for grown-ups.
There you go.
And
yes,
it was,
for grown-ups. So you,
Damon Runyon and O. Henry and Mark Twain and folks like that.
Yes. Yep. And add on that, it was 100-year-old humor. So you got to have that maturity level. So, yeah. Anything else about part of the production before I have to let you go already? Look at the time.
Well, time flies. They say time flies like an arrow, and I don't know.
That's, I haven't heard that one either. But so it looks like it's highly likely we will be doing some other radio theater, whether it's Barnaby Druthers or whatever other scripts Mr. Quirk finds for us, but are you jazzed to be part of this crew again?
Oh, I am. All right. I am. Like I say, it's an opportunity to talk.
Yeah. We had such a rich variety of voices. I think that's what made our production so fabulous, and that each actor just made it their own. So listeners, I really hope you're able to tune in and catch that. So we're going to be airing that next Monday, March 3rd at 1 p.m. And I'll be playing it also on my show March 6th at 8:30. Tom, thanks so much for getting up and making the long walk down here.
Oh, sure. You bet. Anything for the station.
Right. It was so good to see. Wow. Twice in a month.
We got to stop meeting like this.
I know. Okay, thanks, Tom. You have a fabulous rest of your day.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right.